This program is presented by the following companies.
Hello, and welcome to the first episode ever of the Anime Nano podcast. This is just a weekly show where we talk about anime, and it might not happen every week. Anyway, here are my fellow hosts. On my left is J.P. Meyer, who writes A Fairy Tale of Love and Courage. Hey, J.P.
Hey, what's up?
On my right is Hinano, who writes ex-fansubber Hitori Goto. Hey, Hinano.
Hi.
Alright. So, let's just go on with some news bits. Okay, well, the first thing I want to talk about is the Anime Expo 2006 licenses. There are a bunch of really weird licenses that were really surprising, like Nerima Daikon Brothers. So this anime is sort of like the Blues Brothers, except they have a daikon radish farm. And apparently they sing a lot.
Yeah. I have no idea what that is. Nerima Daikon Brothers.
I've never seen either.
Well, it seems that ADV has all of the weird licenses. Like, they got Pony Pony Dash, too.
Like, you'd think that after getting bitten on the ass for licensing so many random shows that they would have cut down, but I mean, like, I don't even know what some of these are.
I know, me neither. That's why I was like, what?
Well, Supergirl's second season had no R2 release, so it's weird that they're...
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, I think someone told me that in the comments.
I didn't know that. Actually, well, I have the whole series, but I got her off the TV series.
But I never saw Supergirls the first season, so...
Oh. The manga was better.
Yeah. Paradise Kiss got licensed, which a lot of fangirls...
Paradise Kiss might have been, like, pre-licensed.
You know, I have this feeling that Nana's gonna be licensed Otakon just because of Paradise Kiss. I think they're going down the list of her manga.
Let's see what other licenses there are. Hello Kitty, Stump Village.
What the hell?
Yeah, I've never heard of that one either. And there's a lot of mecha ones.
That's because mecha's awesome.
See, I don't like mecha. I don't know, I just don't like how every mecha has like a teenager who has to jump into a giant robot to fight bad guys. Every single series
has
that.
Yeah, the coolness died after Evangelion, then it's not so cool anymore.
Yeah, but Zeta Gundam is before Evangelion, and Gunbuster is before Evangelion.
In the timeline, or like an actual...
Zeta
time.
Gundam came out in 85, and Gunbuster came out in, like, 89.
Okay.
And they're both awesome. I'm so excited for those.
Okay. Well, you heard it here. J.P. Meyer thinks Gundam is awesome. I remember seeing a movie of Guyver, actually, when I was, like, in middle school.
Oh.
It was really,
like,
really
Mark
weird,
Hamill
though.
The one?
The what?
The one with Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill was it?
He's in some Guyver thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you not sure it was, like, MacGyver?
No, it is definitely The Guyver.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, so the Gakko in Heaven manga got licensed.
That's based on a game.
Yeah. Spoils love.
I just laugh at the fact that the name of the school is BL Academy.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. BL Academy.
And the Witchblade manga got licensed, too. Which is weird, because Witchblade is originally, like, an American comic, right?
Yeah.
And then it got turned into a Japanese anime, and then it got turned back into a comic, and then it got released in America, which is, like, crazy.
Yeah, I think Image published the original comic.
It's like the Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah, exactly. And, hey, that's a good segue for our next discussion, which is all of the new summer anime. So we have a giant list here, and we're just going to go quickly through all of them and see what your impressions are. So the first one, I think, is Bimbo Shimai Monogatari, which means The Legends of the Poor Girls, or the Poor Sisters.
Bimbo Shimai Monogatari.
Poor yeah. Sisters Legend, or whatever.
Story. A legend just is story. Densetsu.
Oh, really?
Used with mythology, which is Shinwa.
Wow.
Yeah, something like that.
I'll stop doing that.
You just totally smarten up this podcast. Okay, so I kind of like the Poor Sister story. It's really, really cute, and they have that one voice actor who did Chiyo-chan for the little sister. So that pretty much means I'll watch it.
No, I passed it.
Because you're a lolicon.
I'm not a lolicon. I just like cute little girls. Oh, wait.
Just like...
So what did you think of it, JP? Did you watch it?
I haven't seen Bimbo Shimai Monogatari. Like, I don't really care too much about random slice-of-lifey stuff like that.
But I heard that later on they turn into robots.
When that happens, I'll pick it up.
Okay. Next up is Honey and Clover 2. I don't know if it really counts as a summer 2006 anime, though, because it's like a sequel of the previous season, so...
And it's just like the first season, so it's not even like, you know, there's anything really to compare it to.
And it's freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Hi, Pasu.
And it's really awesome because Haku doesn't look like a four-year-old anymore. She just looks like a small person.
I don't know, I think she still kind of looks like she's 10.
I passed.
You know what would be cool is if Honey from Uran and Haku from Honey and Clover got together.
Why don't you go make that happen, Maria?
Oh yeah, that's some good fan art right there.
You could tell that at Otakon.
The fact that I dislike Honey and Clover, that's probably not going to happen.
Okay, next we have Demashita! Powerpuff Girls Z.
Okay, that one I also haven't watched.
Okay.
Oh boy. Well, I skipped it. Well, I did watch it, but I didn't like it because I feel the original was better.
Yeah, it's really weird because the girls are just normal girls now who got superpowers from Chemical Z.
They weren't born from Chemical X, and the whole thing about the difficult falling into the pot of a Chemical X was kind of retarded.
Yeah. Well, but the dog is...
Explain their backstory to me.
Okay. So I guess the professor has a son now.
Yeah.
And he and his son are working in the laboratory, and they...
And that dumb dog, too, that electric dog thing.
Yeah. And they have a vat of Chemical X, which is what was originally used to make the Powerpuff Girls in the American
cartoon.
And
they were sisters.
Okay.
Yeah, and they were sisters. Well, I mean, they were all born out of Chemical X, so I guess that makes them sisters.
Were they poor sisters?
No,
they were born with superpowers.
Actually, the Bubbles or whatever, isn't she like rich or something? And she's got all these guys pawning after her.
Yeah, well, they all have their own personalities in the anime version.
And they have weapons now too.
Yeah, like Bubbles has this giant bubble wand, and Blossom has a yo-yo.
And Buttercup has a hammer.
Yeah, she has a hammer.
Interesting. Transformation is pretty cheesy too.
Yeah, so it's kind of a bastardization, I think, of the original cartoon.
Agreed.
But it still could be interesting. I don't know, I haven't seen the second episode yet. The next anime on the list is Otogi Jushi Akazukin, which I think JP has much knowledge of.
Well, I fan subbed the first episode, but I haven't actually watched it yet. But basically, it looks really adorable and cute from all of the dialogue that I had to listen to when I was timing the script.
So you're fan-subbing the show, but you haven't actually seen it yet?
Correct.
What did you do, translate or time?
Time.
Oh, okay. Well, I keep thinking of that old show, Akazuki and Cha-Cha, which is basically like the same thing, but not without the weapons or whatever.
Okay, well, Akazuki is Red Riding Hood, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think the other characters are also from Fairy Tales. Like, isn't Snow White one of them?
Yeah, Snow White's one of them. I always keep refusing Snow White being Shirayuki Hime.
Yeah, me too.
Shirayuki Hime, which is a like 70s like samurai exploitation movie.
They actually confuse
that. Kill Bill is based on. We should probably move on to the next show.
All right, next show is Mamote Lollipop.
Yes,
or Rory Popu.
It's great. I love it.
Why do you love it?
Because it's just funny. I mean, they have, like, these stupid, silly gag animation, and, like... Well, the name's just pretty crappy, I guess, but it's just gag. I mean, everybody's named 1 through 6. Their names are numbers.
Except as a title, like, Lollipop.
It's because, like, she actually gets a lollipop that, like, protects her. Like, it creates, like, a magical barrier, and the magic can't hit her.
So she has, like, a lollipop instead of, like, a magic cell phone or, like, magic cosmetics.
Sweet phone.
Well, the story is she swallowed this stupid marble thing that all the magical students need to, like, pass their magic exams. So now the two of them are, like, protecting her from the other magical students because they want to, like, kill her and get the jewel out of her. But they can't get it out unless there's, like, a special magical potion made to get it out of her.
They should just stab her in the back, I think.
Well, they're protecting her. That's why nobody can stab her.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really like this one. It's kind of too dumb, I think.
It's dumb, but it's funny.
Yeah, well, I really like the goth loli with the XD face. That's really sweet.
Speaking of too dumb, you love Muteki Kanban
yes!
Musume.
Yes!
We'll
get to that.
Crazy out of no reason.
We'll get to that.
Alright.
So the next anime is Tsuyokiss, Cool X Sweet.
Oh god.
So it's the tsundere anime.
Which is more like Cool X, not very good.
Not so cool, not so sweet.
It ends up being not really fun, and apparently it's not very good for the fans either.
Well, yeah, the only character I like is the one that doesn't talk and takes pictures and says "coo," because she's really cute. But
like, from what I've been reading, like, the fans are, like, it's not doing, like, the storylines in the game that, like, the fans like and stuff like that.
Has anyone fan-subbed it yet?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool. Well, I'll have to look at a few more then. Okay, so next one is the French anime. JP, you should say this, because...
What, Chevalier?
Yeah. Le Chevalier d'Aon.
Chevalier.
Yeah. So I saw this one. I thought it was originally just about this French guy who cross-dressed and, like, fought crime. But apparently there's more to it than that. And this is kind of weird, because this anime is based on a real-life person.
Oh.
And I don't think that in real life he actually turned into his sister and got mad sword skills and fought zombies.
I think he actually did have the mad sword skills, though.
But did he fight zombies and turn into his sister?
No.
Okay. Well, having said that, I still think it's kind of interesting.
It has Frenchies. How could it be bad?
Yeah. The animation is actually pretty good, too. It looks really good.
I think it's production IG, so yeah.
Yeah, it was. I saw it in HD, too. It was, like, really, really huge. Okay, next anime is Zero no Tsukaima, which is Harry Potter... Meets Shanna, meets Fate Stay Night.
Zero, no Shakugan, no Shanna, or no Louise, or whatever.
Except it isn't really.
Hey, in episode 3, they have a sword now that talks like that book thing did in Shakugan, no Shanna.
Oh, they have a talking sword?
Yeah.
I have to see that episode now. Yeah. After seeing the second episode, I thought it was really good. Like, I thought, I think it'll become a good anime.
I thought it would be like either what everyone expected Negima to be at first, or like bad Harry Potter harem, but it actually is looking pretty interesting. It's not really like that at all.
I think it's enjoyable, like, if you did not expect anything at all like me. Like, I didn't know what the hell it was going to be about, and I liked it, and I watched it. So.
And like, the main male character is actually like not your stereotypical wet noodle like doormat guy, so he's kind of fun.
Yeah, like, he'll sniff panties and stuff.
Yeah,
and he makes fun of Louise and says she's a zero and that she has no boobs.
that's in the third episode, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have to see that. Okay, next one is Bokura ga Ita.
Yeah, I really like that one too.
See, I tried watching it raw, but I just couldn't understand enough of it to really enjoy it, I guess. And I just had to get a lot from other blogs that had written up summaries of it.
Yeah, I have no idea if anyone is subbing that or not. Like, I haven't heard or seen anything. It seems like it would be popular because it's Akitaro Daichi, and I thought everyone liked Fruits Basket and Kodocha.
Is that the director who's directing it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like the animation too. Like, people are saying that it looks really ugly, but I think it looks nice. Like,
it's
just simple.
The color-y. The effects are nice.
Yeah.
It gives that shoujo effect thing.
Okay, next is Coyote Ragtime Show.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
I actually like this one a lot. It's just fun for mindless entertainment, you know, where these 12 goth lolis show up and blow everyone up.
It just feels, like, so calculated. Like,
I couldn't get past 10 minutes, I'm sorry.
Like, okay, we gotta have goth lolis. We gotta have, like, in space and guns and bazookas. Like, are you getting all this down?
Like, they had a 12-year-old focus group come in. All right, well, I kind of like it. And, yeah, it's just got good production values, and it's fun to watch, I think. But it's not going to win, like, the Nobel Prize. I don't think there is a Nobel Prize for anime anyway.
The next Zero No Tsukaima.
Oh, of course not.
Muteki Kanban Musume.
Oh, yeah. So the next one is Muteki Kanban Musume, which means... Invincible Pretty Girl.
The milkshake to the yard.
Yeah. Or the Invincible Pretty Girl who attracts customers to her parents' shop.
But she doesn't attract them. She, like, beats them up and kicks them out.
Yeah, she doesn't really do that. And plus, she doesn't actually attract anyone. She just delivers stuff, and she doesn't really do a good job of delivering stuff.
Maybe they meant, like, she attracts, you know, like, strange things. Like, she brings in the criminals and old men and stuff. Maybe that's what they meant.
Yeah, well, I think that's what her job description is supposed to be.
When she isn't, like, playing baseball with her box as the bat.
Yeah.
She uses her, like, ramen.
Hey, that means you saw the second episode, JP.
Yeah, and when she turns into, like, a Shinkansen and then tries to run the guy over, but then her mom turns into, like, an asteroid and crushes her.
The fuck?
Yeah, it's awesome anime. I just think it's really funny. It's like, I know, that's one of the few anime that I laughed out loud at. So, I LOL'd.
I laughed more at myself than at the show.
Okay, well, it's good that we have differing points of view, you know, or else we'd all be in agreement and we'd all be fapping each other or whatever. Okay. The next show is... Oh, man.
Really long title. Here, yeah. I'll say. Naikaku Kenryo Hanzai Kyosei Torishimari Kan Zaizen Jotaro.
Thank you, Hinano. Okay, so we'll just call it Zaizen Jotaro. Did anyone else see this?
Nope, I didn't even watch
After it. After reading that it's probably the worst show of the season, I never went near it.
Oh. Well, I know. This is one of the anime that is so bad that it's actually really funny to watch. Like, I really hope that someone picks this up. And since Glass No Kantai got licensed, I think that GG should pick this up. Because it's probably worse than Glass No Kantai. And that's saying a lot.
Man, I don't know what they were thinking picking up Glass No Kantai.
Maybe they're just going to make it like a giant parody sub or change the whole story around. Like, what's up, Tiger Lily?
Yeah.
Okay, Angelique.
I watched it.
See, I didn't watch this one.
Yeah, I'll tell you
what
it's about.
Is that the, like, Otome game one?
Yeah, it's really corny, though. Like, the girl is a typical Mary Sue, so she's like, oh, I have no family, I have no friends, I spent my whole life alone, nobody needs me, I'm useless, I can't save the universe, therefore I suck. And all the guys have to walk around and convince her that she doesn't suck and just save the universe. So after two episodes, I just basically gave up, and I can't watch it anymore.
So is it like a reverse harem, then?
Pretty much, but like I said, I don't think she's going to end up with anybody. I mean, the only other girl in the whole show is like the queen of the universe or whatever, but like, it's just really cheesy. I mean, sometimes cheese can be good, but this is like really bad cheesy, especially the girl. I mean, she just ruins it because like, she keeps going that she sucks and she's worthless and, you know, so on and so forth, and basically that just ruins the whole show.
Okay, yeah, I haven't watched that because...
We'll have boys kissing?
There's too many pretty boys
sure.
in it.
There is one guy who dresses like a woman, though.
So next anime is Tonagura! Exclamation point.
I don't even know what that one is.
Great show.
So this is basically the childhood friend comes back story.
But he comes back as a hornball.
Yeah. So this girl, I don't know where her name is.
Her name is Kazuki.
Oh, yeah, Kazuki. So she's waiting for her old childhood friend to come back, who's been away for like 10 years or something. And she has memories of him being this nice, sweet little kid. So she wants him to come back and be like a knight in shining armor. And when he actually comes back, he's like this huge perv. And he walks in on her changing. Instead of like turning around and saying, oh, it's not what you think. He just like dives. Yeah, he just jumps her. So I think this is a pretty funny anime. I mean, it's different in the sense that it doesn't follow the same plot line that you think it would.
The parents get stranded on some island, so now like she has to take care of him or something.
They're on an island?
The parents, they went on vacation, but their plane like crashed in like the coast of Africa, so now basically she has to take care of him. That's what they asked.
Oh, well, her parents didn't really show up in the first episode anyway, right?
Yeah, they went on vacation. They were supposed to come back after 2 weeks, but you know, coincidentally, they crashed in their plane in the coast of Africa.
Well, one thing I've noticed with anime is there are never any parents.
Sometimes like, there is. They call you sometimes. They're like, oh, Asago Hanai.
Yeah, they...
like in it.
They call you to tell you that the dinner is in the fridge and you can microwave it. Okay, next anime is NHK ni Yokoso. Welcome to the NHK.
Hikikomori.
It shows really, like, it's very much in, like, the spirit of the manga, but it doesn't really, like, do everything the same way. Like, the manga was a lot, like, black comedier, but, like, the first episode of this was really, like, druggy and, like, weird psychological and stuff like that. Mm. But, like, that actually kind of shows up later on in the manga, so it's not, like, totally different.
I have yet to watch episode 2 today.
Yeah, mine's still downloading.
A lot of people have read the manga, and they've, like, given their reviews, so... I just gave my review as a guy who hasn't read the manga at all yet.
Yeah, I haven't read it either.
And
like, actually, what I'm probably looking more forward to is how, in some of, like, the upcoming episodes, how they're going to do things, like... In the manga, like, there'll be... panels where Sato is at his computer and they'll be like naked loli right there, so like what they're gonna do about the whole fact that like he's trying to like they want to make like a loli porn arrow gay.
I think they're trying to do that in the Anime Nano IRC channel too. Okay, so next anime is Chocotto Sister.
I liked it was cute.
It's the total SysCon anime of the year.
Do you mean of the year in, like, compared to all of the other ones? Or are you just using the year, like, how they use it in Pony Pony Dash?
I was using it in the second way.
Okay.
But I don't think there's any other SysCon anime of the year anyway. Are there?
I don't think so.
I'm sure Stripey could tell us. So, yeah, this anime is about this guy who wishes for a little sister, like, on Christmas, what, like 5 years ago or something?
Yeah, because his mother had a miscarriage and then she can't have kids anymore.
Yeah, so he wanted a little sister. And apparently, I guess it took more time. So, years later, Santa Claus comes and Santa Claus is this Yankee girl on a flying motorcycle.
How old is the guy?
I don't know how old he is. He's probably, like, in high school.
In high school, but he lives on his own, doesn't he?
There are no parents.
Oh, he's in college.
No, but I thought, like, he literally, like, lived on his own.
He might be in college.
Because he had a crush on that, like, flower shop lady, and, like, she didn't look like she was in college.
Maybe he just likes the older women. So anyway, yeah, his sister shows up, and she doesn't know anything. She's like Chi from Chobits, basically.
Yeah, I know.
Except she can say more than Chi.
That's true.
And
Chobits Part 2.
Luckily, she shows up with underwear, though.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
That was one of the funniest episodes of Chobits.
Wasn't that an extra episode, or was it an actual episode?
It was an actual episode. It was like episode 2 or 3.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, where she just keeps on saying Pansu?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet.
One of my friends was like, because of that episode, the only words that I actually know in Japanese now is Pansu Kudasai.
So yeah, well, so the thing about this anime is I'm not sure if it's supposed to be like total SysCon or if it's supposed to be sweet and slice of life.
Or if it's supposed to be Koikaze.
Koikaze, oh god. I think that concludes the anime list except the Gundam one.
Well, there's a couple more. There's the Gundam one, there's...
Yeah, but nothing's aired after this yet.
See, well, Gundam
Magic
is...
Blue, yeah, that's the only other two I've seen.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's it.
Toki wo Kakeru Shoujo, what's that all about?
That's a movie.
I want to see that UFO Princess Barukire Toki to Yume to Ginga to Utage.
Have you seen the previous seasons?
Yeah, I have. That's why I want to see this one.
See, I only saw, like, the first season. I started watching the second season. I just got kind of tired of it.
I actually read the manga. I read the manga volumes 1 through 6.
That's a total lolicon anime right there.
It's pretty much the same as, like, the anime, though. Like, nothing really happens. Like, you know, like, the typical, you know, catgirl crap, or she turns into whatever, she saves the world. Like, they never get married, nothing happens. I mean, unless the later volumes.
Yeah, but that's because she's, like, 5 years old.
But if he kisses her, she becomes her normal age.
Right. I don't know, it seems a little too lowly for me.
And then there's that Maria Samaga Mitaru III. God.
Oh, that's just an OVA.
Oh.
Or OVA. That reminds me of, like,
Pinky,
an egg or something.
What the hell is Pinky Street? Another OVA?
Which?
Pinky Street? Pinky Dereski?
Yeah, it's an OVA.
Innocent Venus.
I know that, like, Pinky Street is, like, the company that makes little, like, Gashapony kind of toys where you can, like, mix and match the bodies and stuff.
Yeah, it looks like that's just gonna be, like, a device to sell more of those.
Probably.
Just like every anime.
Gensenki, I guess
that's But Pokemon isn't there to sell stuff. It's there for pure entertainment. That was a joke, by the way.
What the hell? No, I was just looking at the August listing. Oh,
okay.
Like, Kimono Zume.
Oh, yeah.
She looks freaky. She has, like, a big hand coming out of her arm.
Yeah, so it seems like Reverse Blood Plus.
Oh, Negima OVA Haru. Wow.
And yet another Naruto movie. Well, there's also I saw Project Blue and the new Gundam Seed OAV. Project Blue is just kind of like this... It's like a 50s sci-fi... like, kind of story, like, you know, done with, like, modern, like, animation technology and stuff.
Uh-huh.
It has, like, you know, it takes place in the year 2000. It has, like, flying saucers and, like, futuristic, and by futuristic, I mean, you know, what they thought the future would be, not what the year 2000 actually was, like, city, and all sorts of crazy stuff like that. It looks pretty fun, but I haven't actually seen, heard anything about anybody subtitling it, so I don't know if it will ever get fan-subbed.
You could do it.
I could do it. I'm too busy doing Otogi Juchi Akazukin. And then there's, and I just saw the new, the Gundam Stargazer, which is actually pretty good because it's done, like, it's Cosmic Era. So, like, your first thought is, like, Gundam Seed Destiny, but it's actually all done, like, a lot of the crew are the people that did, like, MS Igloo and, like, some of the other Gundam series is. So, like, it actually looks and feels much different from Gundam Seed and Gundam Seed Destiny did. So I'm actually, like, really excited about that. Like, there's two more coming up in August and September.
Nice. All right, so recently the subject of shoujo manga and shonen manga came up in a lot of blogs on Anime Nano.
Shoujo versus shonen in general.
Yeah, shonen versus shoujo, and is shoujo only for girls? Like, Oz from Konosono wrote, "Who said shoujo was just for girls?" I think it's for girls in Oz. And Anime Otaku wrote an article saying, "If you're a guy, what's wrong with watching anime that's not shonen?" Which is basically the same thing. And then Hopeless Sensei wrote a post about, "Are the labels shoujo and shonen still valid?" And I think it's a good point. I mean, I think these labels were probably applied to these anime a long time ago, and they've sort of lost their meaning.
It seems like the only meaning they have is, like, a shonen, like, manga is a manga that runs in a shonen magazine. And what's a shonen magazine? Like, a magazine that says that it's a shonen magazine. Like,
no, I think it means that the main aim is shonen or shoujo, but that doesn't mean that other people can't watch it. It's kind of like when you have a graph, there's always people on the side that like both, you know?
Well, it's like, I mean, I wrote back in, like, April, I had noticed that Oricon had polled, like women and girls in Japan about, like, what their favorite manga magazines were, and their favorite manga magazine was Shonen Jump. Which is also
guys'
favorite Shonen magazine.
You know those yaoi fangirls? They all love, like, pairing up Shonen Jump characters from, like, Bleach and Naruto and Death Note. They all love that crap. That's why.
Well, JP, isn't it a better idea to get, like, the percentage of the demographic, right? Like, Shonen Jump is probably just the most popular magazine out there, right?
Well, it is, but it's also kind of like everybody is allowed to like guy things because that's like the standard, you know? Like, people think like...
It's the male gaze.
Well, no, it's not like that, but it's like, you know, something like Lifetime or Oxygen, like those women's-only TV networks. You're going to have people thinking like, well, why aren't there men-only TV networks? Like, I mean, other than Spike TV, but...
Yeah.
Like, you know, because that's... We have men-only TV networks. Like, you know, when I turn on, like, Fox or something and there's a baseball game, like, that's man TV, right? Like,
I know, I only watch man TV. But, yeah, I don't know. It seems to me like shonen and shoujo are just, like, demographic labels, too. Like, you know, for advertisers' sake.
Yeah, like, another thing that I had found was there was a poll of, like, what, like, manga people wanted to see a live-action version of. And it was, like, for women, you know, they would have ones like Ouran High School Host Club and Honey and Clover, like shoujo and Jose titles. But then it was, like, along with them, they were all sorts of shonen and seinen titles, like Slam Dunk, Monster, Kochikame, Fist of the North Star, like... But the guys one was all, you know, all shonen, all seinen, all Slam Dunk, Silent Service, Z-Pong.
Well, the thing with Ouran Coco is that the anime, they really changed a lot of it to probably appeal to both audiences. Because I know if you read the manga, you'll probably get bored to tears.
Yeah. Well, the interesting thing is, like, I didn't know that Honey and Clover was supposed to be a shoujo anime for, like, the longest time.
What,
like, I saw the first season and I didn't think of it.
Like, what? Like, did you just never think, like, this is a shoujo show? Like, that wasn't a classification you thought?
Well,
like,
I didn't even
like,
classify
romance,
it, really.
This is a comedy.
Well, I classified it as a slice of life, sort of.
Yeah.
Like, college life anime. Which
that's
I guess appeals to girls more than guys? I don't know.
That's kind of like one of the other things, too. Like shonen, shoujo, like, they're, like, genres, but they're, like, as opposed to being, like, over, like, everything has to go into one of those four categories. So, like, I mean, like, what's Gundam? Like, that's not really any, like, of those. But as opposed to something like, you know, like, Naruto is shonen because it's in Shonen Jump.
Right.
Like, or, you know, Anna is in Cookie, so it's, like, shoujo. That sort of thing. Like,
yeah, well, it's
I can't
interesting.
I classify Pony Pony Dash.
Yeah, well, it's weird because, like, most genre... labels are descriptive. They're not. They're describing what's actually in the show, not who the demographic is.
Yeah.
Right. Like, mecha has mecha in it, but shoujo doesn't necessarily just have girls in it, right?
Or you get something like Nanoha compared to Pretty Cure, where they're both like shows about magical girls, like, heavy emphasis on combat, but, like, Pretty Cure is clearly for girls, and Nanoha is clearly for guys.
I thought Pretty Cure was clearly for pedophiles.
Well, that too.
Nanoha was, like, a lolicon anime.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, I guess the consensus is that these labels are sort of useless.
I don't even know what to call, like, Mahime. Like, you could go either way. Like, it's, you know, you could be like, it's kind of shoujo because it's about, like, girls' relationships with each other, and it's got magical girls in it, or it's shonen because it has, like, fan service and fighting and stuff like that.
I thought anything with fan service or maybe made it shonen.
Hmm. Well, do girls like fan service too? Like, Hinata, yeah. Do you like looking at panties?
The fan service we get is really corny, like in Kaku in Heaven when they had, like, random shots of guys in, like, baths or whatever.
Oh. In the anime, they would randomly have, like, it crops up some of the dude's crotches.
Well, JP, you're sounding, like, kind of crazy.
I got all excited about man's crotches, but, yeah, like, also in that live-action thing, for instance, like, Chobits made it onto the women's list, and that's, like, a pretty fanservice-y, like, kind of show.
Which show?
I don't know, it still seems...
Chobits.
It still seems kind of, like, it would appeal to women, too, I think.
Well, it's also, that's another complicated thing, too, because Clamp makes it, and they're all women, and they generally are, like, write, like, more shoujo-y series, so it's, mm-hmm. like... It's kind of a, like their take on a shonen, so is that still shonen? I definitely like how they've been sort of, how a lot of shows have been doing the, like, catch up to the manga, like, then stop for the season, then start up again with a new manga material thing.
Yeah.
Unlike Naruto.
Yeah.
The Honey and Clover approach, not the Naruto approach.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, I think that pretty much just wraps up the first podcast.
Okay.
If you can get an idea of what the format is, just random.
If you have
yeah.
any suggestions for topics for next week, tell us.
Because we desperately need them.
The only one we know is that people want us to do one on yaoi.
They want us to do one on butt sex. Oh, yaoi, yeah. Oh, maybe next time we can talk about yaoi fangirls.
Yes!
That needs to die.
Alright, cool. Well, thanks JP Meyer, and thanks Hinano for showing up. JP Meyer, you can go eat dinner now.
Yay!
And I guess...
I'm about to watch NHK in Yokoso.
What are you watching?
NHK in Yokoso episode 2.
Okay. Well, I'll go watch Bimbo Shimai Monogatari then.
You watched that show the first time because you thought it was Bimbo and not Bimbo.
That might be true, but afterwards I learned to love it for another reason. Alright. Well, that's the Anime Nano Podcast, and this is Hang Trong signing off. Thanks for listening.
Later.
Bye. Bye.
On the next episode of Anime Nano Podcast, butt sex, fat yaoi fangirls. Can you believe it?